My wish for you is that 2023 is the year that you finally see the improvement you've worked so hard to create. And Yelp for Restaurants is here to help. This year, we're launching new tools and programs to make this year your best year. In addition to the content you already love, we're launching a marketing series packed with actionable worksheets. We've got monthly webinars focused on the best business strategies out there. And as always, Yelp offers best-in-class software to help you optimize your restaurant and maximize your profits. See everything Yelp for Restaurants has to offer by visiting restaurants.yelp.com today. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Copel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with industry expert Anthony Hamilton, we're unpacking the tactics, tools, and strategies used by million-dollar marketing agencies to improve your restaurant. Join us daily to get an actionable tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about how to discipline your staff with support. Oh my goodness, it's going to be like a 45-minute therapy session.
I mean, it could be. You got your couch handy? Or
I do. Let me lay down.
You want to lay down? You want to take turns psychoanalyzing each other? What do you want to do, right?
This is hard, man. Like, this is like one of the biggest hurdles within our industry because we're a family, not a team, right? So discipline and accountability, they're hard for us to implement.
Yeah, they certainly are. And listen, it starts with a nice, and I know this is a dirty word in today's positive culture thing, but I think it's the exact thing you need to have a positive culture. In most restaurants you see where the employees are very happy working there, they typically have a very rigid infrastructure of disciplinary actions. They have a very clear set of rules that are not to be broken. The very, very clear expectations of what they should wear, what time they should clock in, how they should act on the job, what job performance they should do. So it seems almost like the discipline would lead to a bunch of misery and insubordinates. But in fact, it leads to freedom. Because if I know what's expected of me, I know exactly what target to hit. We really have rarely have any disagreements about my performance because A, if I overperformed, I know I'm going to get a high five. If I underperformed, I'm well aware that I underperformed, right? So anyway, back to the story at hand. When we talk about disciplining your staff, I used to hate this so much. And I would see one of my assistant managers or one of my sous chefs or someone getting into an argument with a staff or get into a confrontation, I say, with a staff member and say, if you don't stop, I'm going to write you up, right? And it's like, okay, but what's that going to do? Like the write-up is not a punishment. The write-up is a record of the conversation you have that was supposedly constructive. Let's get that straight first, right? During that conversation, Josh, if I saw you show up late to work one day, I pull you aside and say, hey, man, what's going on? You know, we talked about this during your orientation. You were supposed to clock in exactly 8 o'clock. It's 8:05. You have to say, you know what, man, sorry, I missed the bus or my car wouldn't start, whatever. Okay, you know, listen, make sure this doesn't happen again. As you know, 3 steps and we got to look at reconsidering your employment, blah, blah, blah. Happens again, right? I come down on you again, but I'm talking to you. I'm supporting you. I'm trying to find out why you're there. I'm not just saying, Josh, you're late, you're fired. I'm saying, Josh, why were you late, man? Here we are again. Couldn't find a babysitter, car troubles, that sort of thing. I have to think as a manager now, how can I support Josh in his efforts to be on time? Can I help Josh with his car repairs? Do I live near Josh? Can I give him a ride to work? Can I buy Josh bus passes? So now what's happened is not only I'm delivering the bad news and letting you know that you're out of bounds, but I'm also helping you solve it. It's not enough to say you're an adult, you should show up here on your own, right? Life happens to all of us and we don't all start at the same starting line, right? The chips are all stacked differently. Sometimes it's better to ask, what can I do to help you be on time? And I've realized this probably the last 3-4 years of my management. It is by far the most effective way to discipline my staff. And the word discipline is used loosely there, right? Because it's not the same old iron fist coming down, step out of line and I step on you. It's, hey, I know you're stepping out of line. You know it too, because we talked about it. I'm going to help you get back on the right track. And if you don't take this help, then all of a sudden we got to have a different conversation. But 9 times out of 10, they'll take the help. They'll heighten their accountability. They'll take ownership in the problem as opposed to just trying to hide from you from, you know, skirt around it or whatever the case may be.
The only thing I really want to add to this, because I think it's super important to bring up, is sometimes it just doesn't work out. Especially when it comes to our management and leadership teams. If they are falling short and we've done everything that we can to support them and they're still falling short.
Right. Have we done everything we can?
Oh, 100%.
Are we just going out on an island?
I'll give you an example, man. Like, I was talking with a client recently and she was like, I just don't like the way my manager talks to our employees. I've talked to her about it. I don't like the way she talks to me. And I was like, I mean, that's a foundational issue. How many more times can you have that conversation? And here's the thing I'll tell you about that manager. She's best in the world at something. It's not right? But she is best in the world at something. And hanging on to that individual is selfish because you're not getting what you need out of them. And you're preventing them from figuring out what it is that they're best in the world at. The reason that she speaks poorly to people is probably because she's unhappy in the role. She's unhappy in the role, probably because she knows she's disappointing. Probably because she knows that despite all of her effort, she's failing. And then resentment is building. And if you release that person and say, you know what, I will do that job for 2 weeks while we find someone that is best suited for that role, I think you end up in a much better place. But we think that it's going to be the end of the world when we let go of people that aren't great at their jobs. And the truth is, we've never seen anyone end up homeless under an overpass because they lost their job at a restaurant. They'll go find a job at another restaurant, or they'll figure out what they were really called to do. Right. But at the end of the day, one of the things that you hear time in and time out, regardless of industry, is no one has ever regretted firing too soon. Everyone regrets firing too late.
I don't want to say anything after that because that is absolutely perfect to end it. You're absolutely right, man. You know, David Jones from Powell's always said that thing, like, you got to be careful with who you fire because you might be promoting them the customer. And let's say you have that manager, right? And you find out that they really like sales, but they hate the hospitality industry. Maybe you introduce them to that pharmaceutical rep that comes in and they get a job with that company. And all of a sudden they're bringing in 50 parties a year to you because you did it right. But if you 100%. Don't do it right, they're bringing in those 50 parties down. You never know what's going to happen, man. So you got to play your cards right, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah. But that last line was a zinger. That was a mic drop. Like, I couldn't fuck that up. I had to leave that one alone. I wanted to keep talking, but I decided not to.
If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.